Good morning. If you're unlucky enough to still be left in the room, my name is Leighton Leister. I'm the executive director of the Arizona Cotton Research and Protection Council. I work for a board of 9 cotton growers elected from across the state. We carry out various programs, protection and promotion for the Arizona cotton industry. If you've heard about the pink bollworm program, most people in the insect world have. Probably the most successful integrated pest management program on an area-wide basis ever undertaken. Various sources have asked me to continue reporting, particularly on Arizona's status. And I have good news and bad news for today. I don't have anything earth-shaking or groundbreaking to tell you, and that's both the good news and the bad news. So with that, I'll move forward. What you see on the screen now are the 3 distinct areas that we separated for beginning and ending eradication in Arizona. This was due to resources. All this information is in previous presentations that I or others have made here at the Beltwide. And hopefully, at the point when we reach eradication, we'll have this contiguous reporting on this program from inception to declaration of eradication. So we started Area 1, 2006, Area 2, 2007, Area 3, 2008. This year, we serviced a little over 13, almost 1,400 pink bollworm traps. Of course, as cotton acres goes up, that goes up a little bit. As it goes down, it goes down. We're at a minimum level now of basically 1 trap per quarter section statewide. Where there's cotton grown, excuse me, that's 1 trap per quarter section where cotton is grown. 2016, we had approximately 130,000 acres of cotton in Arizona, which is a far cry from what we used to have back in the day, about 600,000 acres, what we used to grow. I have another slide later that'll detail that a little better, but 130,000 acres in 2016, 13.9% conventional cotton. Fast forward 2017, cotton market's a little better, 174,000 acres, 11.3% conventional cotton. A little bit of an increase in Pima, which is kind of what we expected. Probably looking at close to 200,000 acres for the 2018 growing year. As you can see, we haven't captured a native moth since 2012. We haven't farmed a larva unit boll since 2009. We continue to collect bolls late season, which are incubated. They aren't cut immediately. They're incubated at the U of A to make sure that there are any life forms they are captured, and we still have yet to find any since 2009, but that process continues. We also run desert line traps across large portions of the state, particularly adjacent to cotton growing areas in Mexico and California. We have not caught a pink bollworm moth in any of those traps since 2010. This is the slide I was telling you about earlier. Since 1993, we've been on a steady decline as far as cotton acreage. The slope of that line used to be a lot steeper. It's actually kind of evening out, which is a good thing. But again, cotton's mainly become a rotation crop. Depends on the price of the other commodities. When their prices are high, we have less cotton. When their prices are low, we have more cotton. So that's kind of the story for cotton in Arizona at this time. With that, that's all I had to report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them. Thank you very much. The question was, do we plan on continuing for the next several years? We will continue to trap for pink bollworm probably indefinitely. With the multiple resistant populations across many parts of the world, the largest likelihood, if we get a reintroduction, it will be resistant to something, either to a BT or chemical or both. So we're trying very hard to maintain access to sterile moths in case of that event and remain prepared to answer any kind of a infestation that we might come across, whether it be seed borne or brought in some other way. So, thank you.